Chapter 9. Upon level up, I could finally access the upgrades tab. I spent some time poring over the menu. I had multiple options, and I needed to make an informed decision. Each time I leveled up, I received a single point I could add to my base stats, and I received 3 skill tree points I could add to my spells or skills. I had 4 base points and 12 skill tree points to spend. The base points were straightforward. I had 5 different base stats: strength, acumen, durability, deftness, and charm. As a worm surgeon, I started off with a base of 12 for acumen, 10 for strength and deftness, an 8 for durability, and a 5 for charm. As an artist, I received a 3-point boost to charm and a 1-point boost to deftness. Apparently, there were some other benefits as well, but they were skill-based, and I currently didn't have any of the appropriate skills.
Current stats: strength, 10. Acumen, 12. Durability, 8. Deftness, 11. Charm, 8.
My initial instinct was to pile the points into durability, which had a direct effect on my ability to consume damage before I died. The more durable I was, the better my chances of making it out of Bast. On the other hand, if I raised my acumen, I could store more soul points. As long as I was quick with my healing, point for point, it was probably a more efficient use of my stats. Charm was useless for now. Deftness, this game's version of agility, was a bit of a wild card. If I ever managed to get a gun or a ranged weapon, this was probably an important stat. Plus, my ability to sneak around unseen required a high deftness. Something else was nagging at me. Anatoly had really wanted me to stay away from strength-based skills and players. Strength only really mattered once I started dealing in melee combat. But why didn't he want me to have it? In other, well-established games, it was easy to make decisions because I could read up extensively on what skill did what. Here, it was all guesswork. Once you spent a point, you couldn't take it back. I decided to look through the spells and skills before I made a decision. I started with spells. The descriptions in this menu were more extensive than in the main spell menu, which I thought was odd. This whole game had the feeling of someone who cared more about the aesthetics of the world than the under-the-hood stuff required to make a good game great. It still felt beta, unfinished and unrefined, like the actual game stuff was a burden on the system. While I thought the streamlined HUD was great, I didn't like the inefficiency of the way the menus stacked. I also noticed that spell cost was always a percentage, not numbers. If I adjusted my acumen up, those percentages went down as my total soul points went up. But if I leveled up a spell, the percentages would go up. It was kind of an odd way to do it. It made it so you didn't have to think so hard when you were casting spells off the cuff, but it also was confusing to me in terms of power and levels. I preferred hard numbers. I currently had 2 spells: Reconstitute, which was my heal spell, and Upcycle. The Upcycle spell had been unclear to me. I read the description 3 times before I realized what it was saying.
Allows for the caster to swap out body parts, which may have an effect on certain stats, skills, and magic abilities. Warning: a durability of 15, the Scalpel spell, and the Wicked Meat skill are recommended before attempting an upcycle. Successful upcycles are permanent changes to your body and will persist even upon death. Spell unlocks at level 40.
If the spell unlocked at level 40, why did I have it now? Weird. Did that mean I wouldn't be able to use it? It seemed like I could. I'd tried it before and it had triggered, but it gave me a warning that I didn't have all the necessary materials. More importantly, it seemed like the spell allowed me to physically upgrade myself. But how did I get the replacement parts? I couldn't choose the Wicked Meat skill, whatever that did. But I did have the ability to pick Scalpel. It cost 5 skill points.
Scalpel transforms dominant hand into an adjustable, physical cutting or fighting tool. Total damage is based on acumen, spell level, and strength. Costs 7.3% of soul points per minute Scalpel is active. Spell upgrades increase sharpness, damage, and blade durability. Warning: breaking of the scalpel results in amputation. Not to be confused with the incision surgical talent, which is a guided cutting process.
An offensive spell. I had multiple other spells I could choose, and I read through them all. I didn't have any ranged attack spells. Not yet. Each time I leveled up, a few additional spells appeared, but the names of the level 6 and above couldn't be drilled down to the descriptions. I saw once I hit level 10, the floodgates would be opened, giving me access to 100 different spells. Most of the ones now seemed to be movement and survival-based. There were a few tracking spells and a fast travel spell. There was a spell to start a fire. There were also a few defensive spells. One that hardened the skin, one that apparently made you so ugly, human-based opponents were scared of you. There was a spell that removed the skin off a defeated creature, which was gross, but not so uncommon. This game seemed to have a small crafting element. At first, I was interested in the fast travel spell, but it looked like it could only take me back to my respawn. So it was useless. The real movement spell was teleport, and I couldn't get that until I was level 12. I definitely wanted the scalpel spell, but I moved over to the skills menu. The main difference between skills and spells was that skills were either passive, meaning they were always active, or they didn't require any soul points to utilize. Like with the spells, the skills were mostly survival, hunting, and movement-based. It seemed Worm Surgeons had several tracking-themed quests early in the game. One skill in particular, however, caught my eye.
Gross Anatomy. Adds the minimap and full-screen map to your menu during deep-dive surgery in Guardians other than the Shrill. Higher levels increase map detail.
A map would be extremely useful. It cost 5 skill points. Another skill caught my eye. It had unlocked at level 5 and also cost 5 skill points.
Grappling Hook. Especially useful in deep-dive situations. Transforms non-dominant hand into a retractable grappling hook. Higher levels increase distance and the ability to grasp with more efficiency. This is a bionic upgrade. Bionic upgrades require a visit to a chicken and waffles and upgrades location.
I wanted that grappling hook, but it looked like I wouldn't be able to get it while I was stuck in here. I'd learned long ago that sometimes it was best not to blow your skill points as soon as you got them, but I decided to spend 10 of my 12 right now. I gave myself the scalpel spell and the gross anatomy skill. The moment I chose the mapping skill, a 3D cube-shaped map appeared in my upper right vision. If I focused on it, I could either increase its size or twist it around. I spun the map around a few times, zooming in and out. It was low in detail, showing tunnels and passageways. It labeled some, but not all, of the body parts. It also showed the location of the giant train parasites and other internal issues with Bast, which I would need to know if I wanted to heal the kaiju. Also, if I zoomed all the way out, I could see the current shape of the monster and what it was doing. Bast was curled up like a cat, sleeping. Its tentacles waved above its bulk, each reaching dozens of meters into the air. Before I moved back to the base stats menu, I took a quick peek at my surgery menu. This was the third menu of skills, spells, whatever they were, though it appeared you gained these abilities whether you wanted them or not. There seemed to be a leveling system for them also, but it was separate from the regular leveling. My anti-parasitic and cauterized talents had leveled on their own even though I hadn't used them. Before, I only had 2 surgical talents, anti-parasitic and cauterize. Now, I had 2 more.
Anti-parasitic, level 2. Cauterize, level 2. Incision, level 1. Lance, level 1.
I would explore those later. I was pretty sure I could only use them on designated parts of the kaiju. I went back to base stats. Unlike skill points, it was usually wise to use your stat points as soon as possible, as long as you had a solid long-term upgrade plan. There was no point in hoarding them, and I needed to decide what to do. I wanted access to that upcycle spell, which meant I needed to up my durability, but I also had this gut feeling about strength, that it would be useful. It went against my usually well-thought-out upgrade plans, but this early on in a game, a few points thrown in the wrong direction usually weren't that big of a deal. I didn't think I was wrong, though. Tank build it is. I added 3 points to durability and 1 to strength. I didn't feel any stronger after, but my life bar grew. So at the end of my upgrades, I looked like this.
Strength, 11. Acumen, 12. Durability, 11. Deftness, 11. Charm, 8.
The first thing I did was cast Scalpel. My right hand transformed itself into a short, gleaming blade. If I focused on the blade, I could make it thinner and longer. It felt fragile in this configuration, though, and I remembered the warning about my hand amputating if it broke. I moved it back to the short, solid, and sharp configuration, like a hand-sized X-Acto knife. The sensation was odd, like I suddenly lost all feeling in my palm and fingers. It would be awkward fighting with this thing, but it was better than using my feet to smash down on the crabs. I switched it off before I lost any more soul points. I needed to get back out there. I planned to explore further out now that I had a map and a better weapon. As I prepared to leave, I was interrupted by the loud crack of someone teleporting into the center of the room. With a puff of smoke, three figures entered the base.